Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 20 of our 40 days of Teshuvah audio devotional. Again, we are praying the Psalm 51 regarding creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, and Psalm 27 for His restoration and protection in our lives. Using the Al-Het prayer, the goal of Al-Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to be conformed to His image. In Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is the time to do spiritual cleaning. Prayer 19, for the sin we have sinned before You with evil inclination. The flesh always wants to be in control. However, we need to make the decision to walk after the Spirit and not fulfill or yield to the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5, 18-24, but if you are led by the Spirit, or Ruach, then you are not in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous and getting angry, in selfish ambition, factionalism, intrigue, and envy, in drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. And I warned you now, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Moreover, those who belong to the Messiah Yeshua have put their old nature to death on the stake along with its passions and desires. That was the complete Jewish Bible translation. So what are some ways our flesh wants to control us? Not praying daily as we should. Not reading our Bible daily. Not studying Torah. Gossiping. Becoming easily offended when corrected. Pride. Disrespecting others. Jealousy. Anger that you refuse to let go of. Causing division and strife. Forsaking assembling with other believers. Being a lone ranger and not being a part of a holy, God-fearing community of believers. Using people for your own gain, etc. So here, again, we all fail at times, but the Ruach is always pushing us to be conformed to the image of Messiah. So as we look at these lists, and again, a perfect checklist is Galatians 5:18-24 and also 1 Corinthians 13. As we look through each of these, again, fleshly failures, and then the fruit of the Ruach, which is our goal to walk as Messiah walked. Again, He showed forth all these fruits of the Spirit in His walk. And this is God's will. And again, the battle is the flesh over the Ruach, but we have authority over that. It's our decision, though. God doesn't force anybody to obey, but when we obey, we eat the fruits of righteousness and blessings. And also we see a warning here that if we continue on in these works of the flesh, and again, we see selfish ambition is right in there with the occult and with drugs, feuding, fighting, jealousy, anger, are just as bad as sins as drunkenness and orgies and these other impurities of the flesh. And it says, those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom. So we're walking again in the time of teshuva, repentance, where we could, again, submit ourselves to God, submit ourselves to Him, and to allow the Ruach to have dominance in our life, and pray, and again, those areas that you're having issues in, especially in areas of discipline when it comes to praying daily. You know, that's I see the two things well, actually three that the enemy really fights at us to not do, and that is to pray, to read our word, and to study the Torah. Why? Because power and knowledge come from what the word says, and spending time in prayer, spending time studying his Torah, his teachings and instructions, meditating in his word, letting his Ruach speak to us through the word. If we know what the word says, we will not be easily deceived in the days we are living in. So what does God specifically say to us in his word that he hates? Proverbs 6, 16 and 19. There are six things Adonai hates, seven which he detests: a haughty look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Again, that is, I look to that, and it's like abortion is one, I think, one of the greatest sins this generation, and going back to the 60s when it was made legal to have abortion, I was listening to some statistics, and they said since abortion was made legal, over 1 billion babies have been aborted and murdered. Their innocent blood has been shed, and because of that, this country is under a curse. We have to, again, pray against that shedding of innocent blood that God hates. A heart that plots wicked schemes, feet swift and running to do evil. A false witness who lies with every breath, and him who sows strife among brothers. However, if we walk after the power of the Ruach HaKodesh within us, we will not allow that evil inclination, the flesh, to dominate our life. We have authority over it. We have the power to refuse to act in ways contrary to his teaching and instructions. Again, that's the reason why we are to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, to receive that power from on high. That power to help us to live and help us to walk and help us to pray for people as well. We need to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. So how is your fruit growing? The fruit of the Spirit, again, is love, joy, shalom, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Journal food for thought. For the mistakes we committed before you with the Yetzer Hara, evil inclination. The Yetzer Hara is that little voice inside each of us that tries to convince us to pursue physical comfort at the expense of greater spiritual pleasures. Ask yourself, have I pursued my physical drives for their own sake without involving any spiritual dimension? Do I resort to the excuse that I couldn't help myself? I want to pray a prayer of bearing fruit in our life. Messiah Yeshua, you chose us and appointed us to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give us whatever we ask in your name. Father, you are the gardener. You prune every branch that bears fruit, so it'll even be more fruitful. The Apostle Paul said to be filled with the fruit of righteousness, and that he desired that fruit may abound to our account. Therefore, we commit ourselves to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We renounce and turn from the fruit of the flesh because we belong to Messiah, and we have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. A seed cannot bear fruit unless it first falls into the ground and dies. We confess that we are crucified with Messiah, nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Messiah lives in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Father, I thank you that we are good ground, that we hear your word and understand it, and that the word bears fruit in our life, sometimes 100-fold, sometimes 60, sometimes 30. We are like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Our leaf shall not wither, and whatever we do shall prosper. Father, in Yeshua's name, we thank you for filling us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of you. Master, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you, in Yeshua's name, Amen.